From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. This week, a story that's about both health and wealth, the murky relationship between doctors, drug companies, and the money that flows between them. KBIA's Jessica Popovac has been reporting on this story here in Missouri. Jessica, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So currently, there's no law that doctors or drug companies have to disclose these financial relationships. Where does the information that we have about it come from?
Actually, ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative outlet, has compiled this data. A lot of it was released as part of a series of lawsuits between the federal government and some of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the country.
And so the data from Missouri shows that drug companies have paid at least $19 million to doctors in the state over the course of the last few years. And that sounds like a lot of money. What exactly does the money go to?
Well, first of all, that $19 million is going to 4,500 different physicians. But also that $19 million is just a portion of the money that is actually being exchanged. So this is just what we know. And while some of that is for research and some of it is for consulting on various conditions and diseases and how medications are working, the bulk of it, about $11 million, was for speaking fees. And doctors enter into these relationships where they go to industry-sponsored events and speak on behalf of the drug company. Oftentimes, the drug company will even create a PowerPoint presentation, and the doctor may or may not insert some of their own information.
What would be in this for a doctor, aside from just money?
I tried to ask several doctors about these relationships. I contacted the top 10 recipients in the mid-Missouri area, and only one of them was actually willing to sit down and talk with me about it. This is Dr. Mark Vandewalker, and he is a local asthma and allergy specialist.
I barely break even in terms of what that money represents as compensation for my time. I enjoy it. I like the interaction with other doctors, and I feel they learn from me so that they can take better care of their patients. I cannot possibly see every allergy and asthma patient in mid-Missouri. I'd never get home at night. And so when I can help other doctors do a better job in caring for their patients, then it's a win-win for everybody in my mind.
So in theory, by 2013, the Affordable Care Act is going to require disclosure on this. Do you think that that sort of solves the problem, this sort of potential conflict of interest?
I think that transparency is always a very important first step to let us at least know what it is we're talking about here and what the nature of our physicians' relationships with the pharmaceutical industry actually are.
Jessica, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
KBIA's Jessica Popovac. You can find her full story on doctors and pharmaceutical companies on KBIA.org. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.